Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Minutes 50 to go right now. Curry, dribble drive down the lane, stops, leads in, pass over to Draymond. Draymond with five to shoot, takes it middle. The floater is up and good! A one-hand floater by Draymond rolled in. Big-time bucket by number 23. And the Warriors go up by four. It's 96-92, the Magic call time with a minute 44 to go. Draymond, you had a chance there in that fourth quarter to watch how things were going. What was your intent when you checked back in with about 4 minutes to go?
To get stops. It was all defense. Offense is what it is. We had a big enough lead to where if we got stops, we didn't need to score another bucket. We just gave up too much to the rim. Then they started seeing shots fall all of a sudden. Franz hitting a heave three over top of me because they've seen the ball go through. So I just knew we had to come in and get stops in order to get the game back in our favor.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, we missed you. We really did.
Thank you.
So tell me, you know, we've seen players, and I think Brandon Pajemski is a good example of this year for the Warriors. You know, what kind of things do you learn when you get a chance to sit out and not that you want to, but you're forced to and you get to watch from the sideline?
Well, you just get to identify what our team is missing. You know, you try to bring some of that. And for me, you know, I watched too many games of us not having enough life, not having enough force on the defensive side of the ball. So I knew I needed to bring some life, bring some force on the defensive side of the ball. It all starts there for us. And if we can defend, it allows for easier baskets on the offensive end. But if you can't get stops and you're playing against a set defense every play, going to be tough to win. So I just wanted to bring that defensive intensity.
How do you gauge when to go when you're helping Draymond? Because obviously you don't want to go too early so the guy can see you and he can throw it over your head or bounce pass to the guy you're guarding. But I notice a lot of times you'll go and then you have a time to get back to your guy. What are you looking at from the offensive player to let you know now is the time to get over there and help so he can't burn me?
Most importantly, his eyes. You know, when you're playing against a guy like Luka, LeBron, James Harden, those guys, their eyes are always up. And you have to be very careful with your help because they'll spray it at the very last second. And so I'm always just watching the guys' eyes. If they don't see me, you know, then I'm going. You know, and if they're not looking at me, that's my cue to go. If they're looking at me, then you got to be a little more decisive and just try to make the play at the rim. But the moment they take their eyes off of me and they're focused on their guy, that's the time to come help and blow the play up.
Speaking of Luka, what'd you think of that bombshell?
That's crazy. Star like that, traded at 25. Like, wow. It's crazy.
NBA does a trade deadline better than anybody, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't seen movement like this in a while, though. You know, you got Fox, yep. All-Star, Luka, perennial All-Star, Jimmy possibly. You know, you hear all the rumors. And so it's Anthony Davis,
yep,
perennial All-Star. You know, we haven't seen this type of movement at the trade deadline in a long time. So it's interesting. It's interesting, but, you know, that's the league for you.
Hey, real quick, I know you got to run, but where do you feel like you guys are at right now? I mean, you guys have been up and down all year, and there's probably about 5-6 teams in the West that are right there with you guys. But how you feeling about where you're at, maybe what step needs to be made by you guys to kind of take that next step to get you guys maybe 3 or 4 games over 500?
How I feel about where we are, we're a 500 team.
Yep.
One game above that now, but we're a 500 team, and so no one feels good about it. But, you know, we've also probably given away 7 games this year. And so, you know, you don't give those games away, and it's a totally different story. So I think we're capable. But every team in the NBA is capable because they have NBA players. So got to figure it out.
Draymond, as always, we thank you. You had 7 boards tonight, 5 assists, 4 points, but most importantly, you got stops.
No doubt. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Draymond.
The cracked can, indicating that the Warriors are winning. Tom Tolbert with that. He'll be on the post-game show.
February Fools, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Post-game show starts here at Chase Center, 104.99. And it just occurred to me, Tom, as we were talking during the break there, that I'm not going to see you for a while.
Like 3 weeks.
Yeah. I'll see you on the 21st of February in Sacramento.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, wow,
I know. Like 18 days. And the next time we see each other at home is like
The
23rd. Really almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, Dallas and Charlotte.
Yeah, one day short. So, I mean, it's – I wish they could have taken more advantage of all the home games that they had starting December 23rd with the Indy.
15-13 at home so far.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
No. I mean, like, I guess, look, it's who they are.
Yeah.
They're not terrible on the road, but they're right around 500 on the road, too. So it's just who this team is right now.
The maddening thing, though, is, as Draymond just pointed out, is that they've given away about 7 games, you know?
Yeah, but I would counter with that's what mediocre teams do.
Uh-huh.
So I got a saying, bad teams do bad things. That's why they're bad teams.
Well, the first quarter, we saw bad things and bad shooting for both teams.
Oh, it was a house of horrors. It was rough out there. It was rough in those streets. I mean, we saw bricks, turnovers, wedgies.
Passes to nobody.
Passes to nobody.
Oh.
Up and back.
We saw one of those.
We haven't saw one of those in a while. So, yeah, the bingo card was definitely full tonight. We didn't see any 3 seconds offensively or defensively. And believe it or not, in just a weird game, I don't think we saw anybody step out of bounds.
We didn't have
one of those.
No.
Maybe that's how weird it was we didn't see one of those. Maybe that speaks to how weird it was, because we always see those. But for the Warriors, look, it's not a beauty contest. There's no pictures on the box score. Did you win or did you not win? And they did enough to hang on to win. And, again, I thought Draymond was a big part of that with his defense. But, you know, Wiggins came up with some big buckets, and holy smokes, that's what it's like to outshoot your opponent by 24 free throw attempts.
Wow.
Think about that. They outscored him by 19 points. They didn't shoot great. They shot 70% from the line.
I know that Daryl Arata, who does all of our game notes and is just the best. Our game notes are some of the best in the league. Game notes are a packet of notes and information and stats. I'm sure he's going to look that up, because we haven't done that in a long time.
I can't imagine. I mean, that if you saw that, you'd say, oh, man, we got crushed at the line, because no way we did that. But, yeah, the Warriors did that. Wiggins got to – when's the last time a Warrior got to the line 15 times? I mean, 10 for 15 from the free throw line.
Wow.
That's a ton of free throws anyway. But for this team, and really the fact that they were able to slow the Magic the last 4 minutes from getting to the paint and getting to the rim. When the Magic dominated points in the paint, 52-38, and they had 8 more offensive rebounds. I mean, they had 20 more shots, but you also have to say 34 free throws to 10. So I always do it this way. 34 minus 10 is 24. Split that in half. So, you know, they still outshot them by probably about 10 field goal attempts. Didn't turn the ball over too many times, 13-12, but the offensive rebounds hurt them. But the Magic didn't finish on a lot of those. Second chance points, they had 18 points, but they were only 8 for 18 on those second chance points. So, like, to me, I said, and I don't know if I said it on or off, but that would have been the worst loss of the year. There have been some bad ones, but this is a team that, I reiterate, lost to the Trailblazers, double digits. Lost to the Jazz, double digits, are just in a major scuffle right now. And you had them down, what was it, 13, 15. And if they'd have lost that one.
The Trailblazers, by the way, just beat Phoenix in overtime. So.
Oh, Phoenix is another one of those teams. It's like, nah. You know, they're 50-50. The star power looks good. But when you look at the team, it's like, they're okay. They're nothing special. And Portland will jump up and get some guys. I mean, Portland's not bad. Portland, like, they were awful last year. In the beginning of the year, you thought maybe that was the same, but they've gotten some people this year. And they just got the Suns twice in a row. I mean, they spanked them last game.
Yeah, they did.
And then came back and took the twin bill.
A fellow Wildcat dominating there?
Yeah, absolutely, a fellow Wildcat. I like all my fellow Wildcats. All playing well.
By the way, very nice ASU U of A ending there on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that was something, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Hurley pulled all the
players off the floor.
Off the bench. The players on the bench.
Got headbutted.
Yeah, the players on the bench. Yeah, because it started with a headbutt.
Yeah.
It was Love, and I forget who it was from ASU. But so things had it was a little chippy. I think Love was talking. So Hurley sent all the players on the bench into the locker room. Okay. And then he sent all the coaches on the bench into the locker room. And then he just then after the game, all the players went to the locker room, and he just kind of waved at Tommy Lloyd. Not that anybody cares, but
no.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
But, hey, you brought it up.
I brought it up.
You can't expect to bring it up. I'm not going to finish it.
I worked with Bobby Hurley. I know how competitive he is. So he's
Yeah,
he's got the Hurley gene.
Yeah, he does. That face. God.
That wonderful face of yours.
Yeah. I couldn't think of anybody better to coach ASU.
Jeez. Hey,
moving on.
Hey, final thought about that.
Yeah.
They've kind of screwed him there. He has the worst recruiting budget in the West, and he's playing in the building that you played in.
Good. Good.
Okay, we have to go. It's time.
I'm happy.
Oh, there's traffic on the Bay Bridge. We got to go.
I drive home smiling, thinking about that every night.
I'll see you in a few weeks.
Have a good road trip.
All right, man.
And enjoy your All-Star break. I know you will.
Yeah, I will. I'll send you pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to go to Vegas, visit mom and my brother.
Oh, good.
Yeah, me and my daughter. We're going to go to Vegas, and I had to bring my daughter because that'll give my mom somebody to play bingo with.
Well, we need to get your daughter some Maalox or something for the second half run there.
Yeah, she texted me. She goes, "Thank God."
All right,
Tim.
I'll see you.